Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the big esports show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. All of our guests join us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we have secured a great one, Rolando Blackman, four-time NBA All-Star, Dallas Mavericks great. And let's talk about the NBA All-Star game. Obviously, it is huge, but I'd love for you to walk down memory lane. What is your favorite NBA All-Star moment, Rolando?
Wow, that was, I mean, I played in four of them, and it was just tremendous for me, the Seattle 87 All-Star game, where we had an opportunity to get fouled. I mean, they made the play, gave me the ball at the last five seconds of the game, and was driving against Larry Bird, went to the basket, got fouled. Time ran out of the clock, and really had a chance to put the game away, and did so with, tied the game, rather, and put the two free throws down, where everyone was always yelling at me, talking about, what were you saying? What were you saying? And,
yeah.
And if you can remember, I was looking at it and just yelling, confidence, baby, confidence.
Love it.
And putting it all together. So that was a lot of fun. That was the biggest memory.
How is the NBA All-Star game today different from the ones in the 80s? Because, and when you go back and look at some of the game tape on that, which I have, it seems like the tone, the disposition, it's a lot different. I mean, there was a lot of nasty. I mean, you guys were physical out there. I mean, it wasn't like you were trying to prevent anybody from getting hurt.
Yeah, although you know something, Alyssa. Although I enjoy the game today, I enjoy the activities and the guys running up and down the court and having some fun. I can remember it's just a little bit different. That's all. All it is a little bit different. Back then, we had a serious game. I mean, we were really playing against each other, playing some really hard defense and really trying to see which team could win, East against West. You know, guys were making sure not letting people get layups or drives and all those kinds of things that were going on. And now we have a lot more showmanship. A lot more entertainment for the fans in that kind of a way, where they get down to the nitty gritty, maybe the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of the basketball game in these times. But it's great fun, great entertainment. Either way, I love watching the game and watching the opportunity of watching all these great, great players jump up and down the court and utilize all their skills. So it's a lot of fun. But believe me, it was some serious. It wasn't anything to come out of the All-Star game with a busted lip.
Yeah. Hey, Rolando Blackman is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and obviously, you know, this NBA season, 2015-2016 season, we're saying goodbye and farewell to one of the all-time greats in Kobe Bryant. Obviously, this is his final All-Star game. I mean, what's been your impressions in his final season?
I love that he can have a farewell tour and really have an opportunity to watch one of the greatest players ever to play the game. You know, when people look at him now and they see that all the statistics are down and those kinds of things too, we have to also remember that we are watching one of the greatest players, one of the guys that when you talk about the Black Mamba, and one of the people that's the closest thing you've ever seen to a Michael Jordan. You know, winning the 5 championships that he was able to be a part of. And seeing someone that could utterly dominate the game, not only with great skill and with great pressure play, but it's just a matter of watching somebody that you knew when you got on that court that you would need more than 2 to 3 players to be able to attack and still not get the job done with the way he played. So I'm just happy that he's having his farewell tour and having a chance to pay homage and say thank you to Kobe Bryant as one of the greatest players ever to play the game during our lifetime.
How disappointing is it that Dirk, a 13-time NBA All-Star, that he did not make it? I mean, some ways perhaps it's a blessing in disguise. He's got an opportunity to rest up, recharge his batteries, because of the month of January, it was a brutal month for the Mavericks in terms of just all the travel.
Yeah, so, well, you know something, for Dirk, I think he would have loved and enjoyed to play the game as far as the going into Toronto and having a great time there too. But I tell you what, the rest is going to do him very, very well for the games that are left in the basketball season. And of course, when you talk about having all the games in January, it was completely brutal. I think it was what 15-16 games the Mavericks had,
right,
during that time, where they were just going back and forth all over. But I think anytime you talk about Dirk Nowitzki, a 13-time All-Star, and again, one of those same situations where it's another great, great basketball player, one of the greatest, I mean, top 6 in putting that ball in the hole in all the world of ever existing in the game. And I get to watch him and see him and have the opportunity to be a part of what he does. It's just a wonderful time in our lifetime to watch these great players do their thing. But for Big Dirk, he still has an opportunity. The Mavs are, you know, currently, what, 6th place in the Western Conference, and they've got to come out strong playing at Orlando when they come back in next week Friday. but they've got to get on that trigger because any of those last four teams can make the playoffs, and they'll be ready.
It's going to be a sprint to the finish, and obviously talking about Dirk, the best European NBA player ever. Can you just step back and just kind of summarize, how Dirk, he's had this distinguished career. Obviously, we heard the controversial comments about Kareem, saying that he's a one-trick pony, but just quantify what Dirk Nowitzki has meant to the league.
It's just fantastic. I mean, Kareem may have said what he said because, like anything else, everybody has their thoughts and their opinions. My thing is not to fight for what Kareem is talking about. My opinion of Dirk is that he's just a fantastic overall player, a great player. I think anytime you talk about somebody who's worked so hard and is so finely skilled, when you put that to the test each and every time, and people have done that, all the scouts have done that, all the coaches have done that, placed themselves on a piece of paper and said, this is how you stop him, this is how you put it together, and no one has been able to do that at all. For the sixth leading scorer in all of NBA history, and of course winning the championship in 2011, put everything to bed and put everything to rest as to what a great player he was coming from Europe, coming from Würzburg. I've had a chance to be around him, and he's such a great person, also someone so great, so approachable, and finally skilled, and being able to be one of the great clutch players in all of basketball.
Four-time NBA All-Star Dallas Maverick great Rolando Blackman with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We also, we got to shine the spotlight on one of the rising stars. The Rising Star Challenge participant, of course, is Dwight Powell. He is an impressive young man, and I certainly love that tomahawk dunk that he had against Utah the other night. I mean, that boy can get up.
Yeah, he can get up, and also he has the skills. Anytime you have the jumping ability, leaping ability that he has, and also the ability to shoot the basketball, which is going to be something that's going to continue to grow for him in that way. Anytime he, as the time goes on, he has a development coach with the Dallas Mavericks right now, the head of development for the Dallas Mavericks, which is Mike Procopio, who's working with all of the development in basketball for and on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks. You can see that Dwight is continually developing in being able to put himself in a place where defensively he can play the game against multiple positions, and also being able to shoot the basketball and come into his own, meaning that's the last bastion now, understanding his own skills and how it applies in the game, and just becoming a little bit more hungry to help the team and to show yourself when you get on that court. That's the next level for young players, to being able to be a part of an existing team and help them win with your skills and put yourself on the line and come out to show, Dwight. Come out to show. That's the next bastion for him. But he does have the skills to being able to get it done, and it's a good one playing for the Dallas Mavericks in this All-Star game.
Always a pleasure to catch up with Rolando Blackman, four-time NBA All-Star, Dallas Mavericks great, and recently inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame that took place in the month of November. Congratulations on all your success. We wish you all the best, and of course, blessings. Thank you, Rolando.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. Take good care.
You bet.
Nice to be with you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here at hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.